Hi, everybody. This is Greg Stewart from Sports and Commentary, a show that you help sponsor with that tax-deductible gift to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Last time of the show, former Wisconsin Badger swimmer Molly Madshon joined me to share her story of moving from just a religious young student athlete to one who understood her need for Jesus in her life and the grace and peace that he promises. She crossed the path of Athletes in Action Ministry on campus there at UW-Madison and told staffer Lindsay Smith that she knew she needed Christ in her life. And because of the time on our previous Sports and Commentary show, we had to interrupt Molly's story. But she's back with me today to pick up where she left off. All right, Molly, welcome back. You're talking to Lindsay Smith from AIA, Athletes in Action. You ask her how to begin a relationship with God. And she said what to you?
She's like, okay, first thing you got to do, you got to buy a Bible. You got to start reading the Word. And at first I was like, oh my gosh, a little nervous because I was like, I have never really read the Bible. Mm-hmm. And I got really into it. She gave me a list of pastors where I could listen to their sermons, different outlets that I could go to on, you know, YouTube, just within the Word, and other outlets like apps and stuff that I could use. And I really bought in. I felt so much better. I felt like I finally had purpose in my life. And I was like, I can't believe I waited this long to try to pursue a relationship with Christ. And then Lindsay's like, okay, Molly, probably like a month after I really committed to making this priority. And she's like, you can get rebaptized. You know, we're having a baptism in April. And I was like, whoa, Lindsay, like I was already baptized as a baby. Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah, but that was your parents' choice for you. That wasn't yours. And that really stuck with me, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I have to get baptized. I want everyone to know, like, I want this relationship with God. I want to show God, like, I want this relationship with God. And I made that decision to get rebaptized, and just the more consistent I was with my relationship with God, the more my anxiety was gone. I stopped taking medication. I just saw these giant strides in my life that were so good. I no longer felt the need to adhere to people, you know, that weren't pushing me in the right direction. I no longer felt this lack of purpose. I constantly felt content and joyful because I always knew, like, no matter whether I was alone or with people, he was always with me. And Lindsay was like, all right, AIA is having UTC, Ultimate Training Camp in 4 different locations. Minnesota's the closest this summer. I think you should go. It's a sports-based camp where you learn how to bring God into your sport, everyday life. You'll meet other student-athletes from all over. And I was like, oh, this is all happening too fast. I don't feel like I'm worthy. I don't feel like I'm ready. I feel so new to this. And I remember the sign-up comes for AIA, and I'm sitting there not expecting to sign up. And I see one after one, my peers, go up and sign up. And I'm just sitting there. And before I know it, I don't even know why, I stand up and start to walk over and sign myself up. And I'm like, what the heck? I don't know why, but there was just something in me that was like, you need to go. I don't know why I need to go, but you have to be there. You're supposed to be there. And that was the single best decision of my entire life. It changed me from up to down, down to up. It changed me in the best way possible. I met some of my closest friends who are such a light in my life, who constantly push me towards Jesus. I learned so much about myself. I learned how to surrender. I learned how to suffer. I learned how to bring him into every aspect of that through this training camp. And I remember after the first night of worship at the 6-day camp, crying during worship while we're singing and thinking, how am I so lucky that he chose me to be here over however many other people could be here? Mm-hmm. And that experience was was what pushed me into surrendering my life to Christ at that camp for the first time in my life, being like, I really surrender everything in my life to you. Like, I know this is what I was missing. I know I don't want to live without it. And that all of that never would have happened if I didn't have Athletes in Action and Badger Life and my friends pushing me to go. So it's been a crazy journey ever since that camp. I've been going to Bible studies, still being discipled weekly, going to church more often, still going to Badger Life, talking to my peers about God and the great things he has for us. And, ever since that's happened, I've just seen my life completely turn around in the best way. And even when I didn't even know I needed it to.
Great testimony, Molly. Thank you for coming back today. Appreciate it very much. Molly Madshaw, the former Wisconsin Badger swimmer with me, state record holder in high school at Waukesha South. Thanks again. God bless you, Molly.
Of course. Thank you so much for reaching out to me.